Hello, everybody. This is Glenda, and we are set up and ready to go. But we're going to wait just a minute until a few more people arrive. I just want to say welcome to you, and I'm going to actually stop the recording. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this lovely spring day, April the 3rd. Oh, my goodness. Well, one of the things I really do like so much about my home country of North Texas is the springs and the falls are just awesome. They're just awesome. All the flowering fruit trees and the fresh green leaves and people in the parks and blue skies and gentle winds. You know, it's just one of God's beautiful, beautiful creations. And we're here to celebrate all of his creations, including the ones, or especially the ones, he does in our life. So let us just be quiet and meditative and prayerful for just a few minutes till we have a few more people come on board. And then I look forward to our community contributions and conversations. It's always so important for us to feel the presence of others. But don't feel like you have to. This is not a compulsory thing, and it does not reduce the power of your blessing, because God hears everything you hold in your heart and whisper in silence. So just know that you're loved by all of us, and by God and Yeshua and the Holy Spirit forever. So it's kind of nice for me, though, to see the list of names that have come on board and are here, because you're also very dear to me. So many of you have been here, well, virtually every Sunday since we began in the spring. I don't exactly remember what day it was, but I believe it was in May, but it was most definitely the spring of 2010. And I guess while I'm waiting for others to come on board, I'll just tell you the story, how it happened. I was in a lot of pain then because I had my left hip going out, and in a painful way that I had tried to treat with literally every alternative method of healing, including, of course, hands-on and prayer. And it just was, I was not recovering from it. But I had important work to do that, I had to have my full battery pack of energy on my work, not consumed in an ailment. So I said, okay, I'm just going to have a hip replacement. But it hadn't worked out quite where I would go, who I would see. So I was asking Yeshua to come and touch me and take the pain away, which he was doing. And then on one Saturday or maybe Sunday morning, when I was just in prayer and worship for the Sabbath, and he said, would you like some pain relief? And I said, oh yes, Lord, please. I need it so badly. And he touched my feet, and from my feet he sent a wave of energy up through my body. It went out the top of my head, out into the heavens, I would presume, or into some pure realm of the cosmos, and returned and came back to me. And when it returned, I felt better. And I said, do it again. And he did. And the same thing happened, and it got better and better. And then I got up off the sofa, and I could walk. And I sat down, and I said, could we do this for other people? This is amazing. And he said, well, sure we could. And he said, would you like to be a conduit for it? And I said, please, use me in any way you can. So we did, I sent out an email asking people to join me the next Sunday, and I don't remember what I wrote. It was a long time ago, and it might actually be in my queue somewhere. But we all got together, and maybe they thought I was called by God to be a faith healer. And I said, no, I'm just here as a conduit for Yeshua. He's the source of all this. Or the Holy Spirit, or maybe God our Father a bit. And I just said, but I'm here for you because I needed it. He came to me and I asked him if we could give it to you. And of course, he graciously consented. Well, you know, that was the beginning of every Sunday. And in August of that year, I had my surgery. And that was actually, I don't think I even missed a Sunday. I don't think I did. I was up the next day. And with the very, very few exceptions since then, I haven't been here on Sunday. But I was graciously assisted by others who would come and be there for me in my place until we found regular partners in blessing to be here. And we are blessed today to have Nancy Freeborg back again. And I hope you'll be here many times, Nancy. She helped me sort out some of these little quirky things on the board that were giving me so much trouble last time because they upgraded their facility and didn't give me a clue that I was going to encounter something this time. So we're a little bit more on our feet now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Hi, Nancy.
So happy to be here.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
We have been growing through the years, and now we have, I think it's 289 blessing givers who are offering the blessing. I don't know if every Sunday, but frequently and always we've got more than just Nancy and me here. We have people around the world offering the blessings, and so we are spreading. And I want you to remember my first words of thank you to Yeshua when he, the first time I received his blessing, is, can we do this for everybody? And he said, yes. So just think of it. I wasn't a trained blessing giver then. I was just a receiver. Since then, he taught me everything that I needed to know. Now, I'm sure he brings far, far, far greater resources into this than I could even understand. But he taught me what I needed to know in order to surrender my identity and my ego to be a neutral conveyor of the blessing. And that's what we teach people at the Blessing Giver Seminar. But it's really important for each one of you to know that you could be same as me the first day I ever received it. And my first words, can we give this to others? And really all he said that one day is just be the love that you are, receive the blessing, and give your light to the world. So every one of you will be tuned up and toned up and lighted up to give blessings to the world. You just have to be open and receive. So that's the most important work you do today, is just open up and receive. So, Nancy, is there anything you would like to say?
Ah, gosh. Well, my sister-in-law turned 70 this past week, and one of the things, a gift for her, was everyone in the family was asked if they had any specific quote or scripture that they wanted to pass on and share with her. And the first one that came to me, I'll just share because it's always been dear to my heart, and I think it goes in line with what you're saying. you know, about Yeshua just, you know, give greater resources and giving more than we can imagine is Jeremiah 33:3, and he said, you know, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And it always ties me back to your teachings through Yeshua about the one spirit and, how he's always there just to ask, we ask and we knock. There the answers are. So thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome, Nancy. And that's a wonderful contribution. Thank you.
Well,
the simplicity of this.
So,
can you hear me, Nancy?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure.
The simplicity of what you said. The simplicity of the blessing. If you don't have to know anything. You don't have to know the prep work that the blessing givers have. It's not important. Well, it is if you're going to be a neutralized conveyor, not sending any of your personal beliefs and wishes along with it, because we've got to make sure this comes from the Father, through the Son, through the Holy Spirit, to you. That's it. And we really take a lot of pride and value in being here just as a servant for you. There's never, ever a charge for the blessing. And never will be. Hopefully, this year we may have another blessing giver seminar. That would be wonderful. It would be a real step forward after all of the lockdown and the setbacks we had on progressing with the teaching. But never once were we shut down on conveying the blessing. This is here and will always be here for you. You just have to receive. It's my pleasure to be here and my heartfelt sense of duty. And I just wanted to remind you that Yeshua picked his apostles. Not from the priestly group of people or the well-financed or powerful or well-educated group of people. He picked them from fishermen, tax collectors, simple people, carpenters, simple people that were probably more simple in their understanding than you would have to really, really go to the backwoods and talk with people who graduated from the fourth grade and never read anything, to find people as simple as the apostles were. But he turned them into, like you said, I'll make you fishers of men. He turned them into men and also women, although they're not, well, there is one apostle who was a woman, and she is mentioned in the Bible. Anyone interested can ask me, and I'll get the answer for you. Her name was Junia. But what I was going to say is he turned them into people who would change the world. Literally. They would bring the world up to another octave of living. He would take them above the tyranny that was being inflicted upon the Hebrews, the Jews. He would take them up to a level they had never known. Never. Ever. To a world that understood that love is the answer. Human consideration is the way we move forward. Union, one to another, getting along with our neighbors and our community is the way we build a community worth living in. He changed the world with common people from a very common background because he told them that the Spirit will teach them. He said, the Spirit will teach you every
things you need to know. This is why we don't get super complicated on the blessing calls or my message. I stay pretty close to the scripture with maybe a little modern uptake on it, but I stay pretty close. I stay pretty close to the basic teachings of Yeshua and the Holy Spirit and the apostles and the words of wisdom that have come forward to us through the ages. And isn't it amazing? Isn't it absolutely amazing that after 2,000 years, all of this is still working? And it will work through even the hard times that we're going through. I know a lot of you are very, very concerned about the state of our world. Not just what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. And, oh, my heart bleeds for them. I mean, I cry and pray for them every day. It's something that should not happen in our human family at all. But I have to remember that in silent ways, things like that are happening really all over the world. We need to live on a higher level in order to bring all of humanity up to that level. I firmly believe that we are headed for a crisis where we're going to be asked to choose one way or the other. And the future of our planet, the human part of our planet, and consequently all the rest, will be determined by the choices we make. And it's inside you. That's really what I want to say. It's already inside you. Nancy and I had a little conversation about this when we were lamenting the state of the world. And she was expressing her concerns to me. And I said, Nancy, it's already inside you. You don't see it yet because it hasn't been triggered. But it will be triggered when it's ready. God has planted all the answers inside each one of you already. And you will be called into activation. And the force that will activate that is the Holy Spirit and your relationship with Yeshua. It will trigger what exactly you're supposed to do to rise above this swamp water that is being flooded around us and causing us to think we should consider ourselves to be creatures of the swamp. Well, we're not. We are children of God. And it's already infusing in subtle ways that you might not notice unless you're very, very observant. One of the ways I observed in this last year, I had been on an Android phone for some time because I got a better signal where I was with the company I was with. I moved back up here and I went back to I got a new iPhone. Because I need the facilities on the iPhone for video conferencing and other video work that I do. And it's just so much better on the video. Android doesn't compare to iPhone when it comes to pictures and video. That's where it excels. I don't know about the rest, really. I've got a little cup of vinegar to give iPhone about a couple of things. One thing I have noticed is that if I start to type God, it will immediately autocorrect to something else. If I correct and put God back in, it will immediately autocorrect to something else. That is not an accident, my friends. It happens to me 3 times a day, every day, on an iPhone. Okay? Same thing with love. I type love, it autocorrects it to live. If I correct it back to love, it autocorrects it to life. It's flushing love out of our vocabulary. It's flushing God out of our vocabulary. Mm. Okay? That is not accidental. It happens every day. And it's been happening every day, well, for several months. So just be subtly mindful of the way especially anything digital is being manipulated. we are headed into a world that is aspiring to have digital control over everything, including our mindset, including our emotions, including how we connect with one another. And I don't mean to say this as an alarmist thing, because it's already in place. It's already happening. I'm not saying it will happen. It's not a prophecy. It's a reality. Just be very, very mindful of it and make sure you stay in a state of loving connection with those who matter to you. Those who matter to you, those who are on the same wavelength as you.
Mm-hmm.
Love everybody else, but be very careful of your connections, because we are being programmed for conflict. All over the internet are comments and digital votes about what happened at the Oscars with Will Smith. I am so tired of that. Really, I just want to close down my internet connection. I'm so tired of it. And because I realized that could not have even happened in a world 5 years ago. That is a direct byproduct of the agitation that is being cultivated among people who should be getting along. They should be getting along. They should be brotherly. They should be sisterly. They should be family. And the conflict is being agitated in every conceivable way. And they won't just let go of it. And it really, really should just be dropped. Okay? So be aware of these things, because these are not accidents, my friend. These are being cultivated. And I pray for them. I offer blessings into them. And I offer love to both sides of every conflict. Let's face it. The Ukrainians and the Russians were of a similar descent. They have been of a similar culture for ages. There is no reason for this conflict. There is no reason for it. And the brutality is unimaginable. The killing and the brutality, it compares to what happened by the Third Reich. It's horrible. It's horrible. I won't consent to it, and I won't brush it aside, but I do pray into it. And I do offer blessings into it every day. But most especially, where my blessings are going to these days are to people who are most likely to receive and lift up, because that's the answer. Receive the blessings of God and lift up. Rise and shine. Move to higher ground. Everybody, if you knew a flood was coming, you would either build a boat or you would go to the mountaintop. Okay. Stay on the higher ground of your life. Stay with people who join you on the higher ground of life. And that doesn't mean you should shun or judge people who just don't get it, because so many people really just don't get it. They don't. They have built armor around themselves to protect themselves, to justify all of their cooperative actions and their beliefs in the contemporary, modern, so-called progress of the world. My friends, when I look around, I don't see progress. I see technological advancement, but that's different from progress. We're not moving forward, my friends. We're really not. You, look at the social media, comments. Most of them are quasi-illiterate. Really, honestly, look at the language. It's something in my day and age a 3-year-old would write, except for the cuss words, of course. But other than that, it doesn't make sense. It's illiterate. And this is one of the reasons I left the university. This is how far back it goes. I left the university. That was the University of Oklahoma in 1976. Because students at that time could not write a paragraph. I'm serious. A short paragraph. I would give them a topic that was pertinent to what they were studying and ask them to write a short paragraph consisting of at least three sentences. They did not punctuate the sentences, and they could not write a coherent paragraph that actually had anything to say. Nothing. And how they got out of high school without being able to write a paragraph, I don't have the slightest clue. Students are being educated in politics today, not in the skills of life. They're not educated in mathematics because they can use their cell phone. They can use their computer. They're not educated in writing because it's all digital now. It'll autocorrect for you, and it'll change the words it doesn't believe you should be using. And by the way, it does not autocorrect profanity. It will autocorrect God, but it does not autocorrect profanity. Okay?
Wow.
Just try it and see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a frog in the water that has been slowly, slowly cooking. Well, I would say since the 70s. There were those who were masterminding a world in which they could control technologically. And we've got heads of major companies saying publicly, there is no God, we have to take control. Publicly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a verbatim. There is no God, we have to take control. We have to do whatever is necessary to control the masses of people. Okay. I didn't mean to put a fear blanket on you, but I actually started talking, and Yeshua just came through me. And
well, if I could just say, it reminds us, Glenda, that it's important. You said be careful who you hang with. Well, we have each other, and there's many of us on this call, and every Sunday I think it's, you know, it rallies us together in a way of the heart that we can really not even understand. So the impact is great, and we have to have faith about that. And you help us.
You know, we don't have to understand, because what we have to do is understand one thing. Love comes within you. It's not out there. So it really, I mean, it matters that love isn't out there for the quality of life we share. But in terms of your destiny, what matters is you know where love comes from. It comes from God, and it resides within you. That's what you have to know. That's where you have to draw your power and reach from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
From the inside out. You don't reach from the outside in. So, you know, there have often been serious problems in the world, and we survive them. We will survive this because we are not beneath this, my friends. We were created above this. And we have been slowly conditioned to go downstairs into the cellar to protect ourselves. As children of God, we don't need that. As children of God, we can be bold. And, yeah, I think you do have to be cautious in some ways. You can't just say anything you want to today, or we might have, you know, another conflict erupt between people who should be loving each other. But for some unimaginable reason, somebody hits somebody, and then the world explodes. So I think we do have to be a little careful. But be the love that you are, and don't worry about the rest. Let's hang together, and let's be devoted in our faith and in our love. And while I'm on this subject, before I fly off to the stratosphere with Yeshua, I want to talk about him just a minute. Easter is coming up, and I have been asked for years and years one of the most recurring questions that people have asked, and they ask, why did the Son of God have to die on a cross and suffer all that pain in order to forgive us? Couldn't he just forgive us? Why? Why did that have to happen? Well, I'm going to tell you the story on Easter Sunday. And Easter Sunday, it will probably be the whole time me talking, with Yeshua talking through me to tell you the answer. We're going to reveal that completely on Easter Sunday. And then we're going to offer an Easter blessing that will help to bring his gift fully, fully into your being, your heart, your soul, that you will walk away blessed as never before. And you will understand the depth of his love and compassion, that it had to be that way. So, be here for Easter. I highly recommend it. But if you can't, it will be recorded. Okay? So now we're going to take some comments and questions and requests for blessing from our beloved community.
Okay, and we have Elizabeth.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you for that talk. That I agree 100%. And coming here every Sunday to connect with you and everyone in the community helps keep me centered. You know, there is so much good happening in the world as well. I know we only hear about the bad, but all the negative, so-called negative stuff, but there's some people doing beautiful, wonderful, helpful, healing things. And I think a lot of the young people coming into our planet right now and who are in their early 20s are working for the light and changing our world.
Amen. Yes.
I really believe that, and I think we have to keep hope alive. And I think we're in a very transformative time on this planet, and it's this negativity has to come up. Like you have a boil and you have to lance it to get all the yucky stuff out. I think there's a lot of yucky stuff coming out now, but underneath is clear, beautiful, pristine, golden light and love. And I think that's coming for us. We just have to stay focused in the light and be with people, as you say, who are like-minded, who want to come up to the mountaintop. That was exactly, thank you for what you just said. That really helped me tremendously. And thank you for being here every Sunday, which helps the world and me tremendously to just have somewhere to go to be in this beautiful place. I can't thank you enough for just your dedication to this and all the prayers that I've had answered since I've been coming here. So thank you so much. I would just like to ask for a blessing for my brother, Hugh Grant, who's in Sydney, Australia, who's just having a separation with his wife, and they're moving out of the house, and he has to find somewhere to go within 3 weeks. I just ask that God would bless him to find the right place for his higher purpose and what's meant to happen, and just a blessing on the whole family with this, you know, time that's not so good that they're all going through.
I would also
like to ask for a blessing for myself. I'm just feeling a little out of sorts, and I was a bit dizzy last night, which is unusual. I just feel like I'm a bit out of balance and don't feel strong. I want to be strong so I can serve. So if Yeshua could just help me just feel a bit stronger within myself right now. And it's because I think all that's going on in the planet, and when you're sensitive to energy and living in Manhattan, New York, there's so much flying around here that sometimes you get a little knocked out. So I would just ask a blessing to be stronger so I can be one of the soldiers for the light. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Glenda.
And you are. You are. One little simple thing I would recommend is walk barefoot as much as you can. There's something about your feet that pick up the energies from the earth. And actually, they do stabilize your whole nervous system.
Yes.
I walk barefoot probably 6-7 hours a day, and it makes all the difference, Elizabeth. It really does.
Yes, I know. It's a little hard. There's not too much ground. I am near Central Park, and last weekend I went out to the beach and walked along the beach, and that's what I tried to do, but it's still quite cold up here in New York. I walked through the park yesterday, but not barefoot because it was just too cold. But as soon as the warmer weather comes, that's what I do. I try to get out to the ocean and just walk for miles on the beach. You need that because we're surrounded by all this Wi-Fi and cement. Thank God I'm so blessed to live one block from Central Park and the reservoir there, the big body of water, and I walk around that every day that I can. So, yes, it's Mother Nature that's going to save us.
As you know,
we need to be in nature.
Joshua called you and placed you there to be a beacon of light inside that extreme density of population. They need you. They don't need you to do anything other than be the light that you are. Okay? You are greater than all of these other man-engineered influences that will depart in time. There's just, you brought up something and I don't know exactly. I'm not sure I have the words for it yet, but it has to do with the power of destiny. I cannot think of any evil force or negative force or deranged political power in Earth, in the whole history as we know it, that ever survived. Because it doesn't compute into destiny. It is not the destiny of our Earth to be corrupted. She has a self-healing mechanism that simply uses the forces of life to overhaul anything that needs to be corrected. Nothing negative has a destiny. It may try to work its way through, but it doesn't have a destiny. The only things in the whole history of this world that have ever amounted to any substantial continuity are the forces of goodness and light. That's it. I kind of started this today that way because I was just saying, imagine those 12 men, and then also others who included women, changed the world. It was destiny. And they're not through changing the world. They're not through bringing the positive, enlightened, fulfilled nature of humanity to its fruition. It's not finished. It is destiny. But think of all the negative forces that tried to corrupt it, wash it out, and they all died. They all died.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
In fact, it's even in the Bible. The words are the wages of sin is death. That wasn't just cast upon an individual. It was cast upon a collective. Okay? The third rot was destined to die. Okay? All of the other negative forces of the world are destined to fail. The wages of sin are death. So you just have to find a mountaintop to live on and other people of the light to be with. Yeshua sent the apostles out to take the good news out to people and call together congregations of people that would survive together, that would love one another, that would bring goodness to the world and bring future to humanity. They did that, and it worked, and it's still working, and it will always work, and it's not finished working. So just remember that, and it's really important that you
call together people in your world who want to be on the mountaintop with you. It might be a healer. It might be a friend. It might be something you just enjoy having breakfast with. Mm-hmm. Anyone who wants to share the mountaintop with you, call them in. Make them part of your personal congregation of love. And you will transform the little corner of the world you live in. Okay, Elizabeth, thank you for inspiring me.
Thank you, Glenda, so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth, Glenda. What an incredible dialogue. And that we have Jean now.
Okay, great. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Glenda. Hello to the blessing community. Glenda, what you talked about was very powerful and very meaningful and very personally meaningful to me, what you were talking about and with all the electronics and that sort of thing. So what I'm calling about, you know, I'd like to be on the blessing list, and I have some ongoing issues at work. They kind of center around electronics. So that was very powerful and good what you were talking about. It helps me. So I'm asking for guidance and wisdom and protection from Yeshua. So that's my request.
Okay. Okay. It's on the list. You know, okay. What's so funny? It just comes to my mind when I call you, when you sign up to come in, and I call you on, I say, hi, Jean, and I think of hygiene, as in hygienic.
Yes. Yes.
It always just floods my mind, and I want to laugh, but I don't want you to think of laughing at you. I'm just enjoying the fact that this is what we're going to bring you. We're going to bring you electronic hygienics.
Oh, great, great.
Hi, Jean. So you can laugh at that privately now. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
And Susan, hi. Your line is open.
Hello.
Hey, Susan. Hello.
Oh, this is Caroline in Hawaii.
Hi, Caroline.
Yeah, hi. I hope I haven't taken Susan's spot. Is that okay? Shall I continue?
Oh, yes. We'll see if she comes up for the next call.
Okay. I've got a question about practice, and I also have three blessings I'd like to ask. So,
all right.
Can I ask the practice question first? Can you hear me?
Sure.
I'm a bit confused about the location of the Sacred Heart, because reading Love Without End, there's a sentence in there that says that it is behind and slightly below the actual heart, whereas I had thought it was more like the heart chakra that is part of Eastern traditions. So where exactly is the Sacred Heart in the body?
Well, first of all, let me say this. It's in what you might call an astral dimension, a spiritual dimension, which is in you. It is the heart of your soul. Okay? Now, your soul enters your body through the crown chakra and then completely engulfs it. It becomes, you might say, like a cocoon, an egg-shaped cocoon around your body. And it extends at times far beyond your body. Sometimes your soul can reach miles and miles to reach those you care about, those you love, those you want to offer blessings to. But when you're just taking care of yourself, such as when you're sleeping, it's in kind of an egg-shaped configuration around your body when it's resting also. And it is the center of your soul. So your soul is around your body, and the way your heart is located, it is in the center between the front and the back of your chest. It's not in the physical heart. It's between the front and back of your chest. You can enter it from the front or the back, either way, but you don't enter it through your physical heart, and you don't enter it through the heart chakra. The heart chakra is all about energetics. It's about the distribution of loving energy and compassion to your body and to your activities in life. Your heart chakra is a distribution center for energy. Okay, your sacred heart is in another realm entirely, which is actually above energy. It's in spirit. It exists in spirit. And this is why very few people have ever known the sacred heart. But Yeshua described it so that we could embrace it, put our prayers into it, put our offerings to God in it, because it will outlive your body. It will live in your place in eternity. And it's just like when he was with the apostles, he said, don't store up your treasures on earth where thieves can come in and steal, or we might say today where they can be manipulated. I think manipulation is more what people are up to today. But you're placing them where no one outside the sacred realm can touch them. You're putting your wealth in a place that you will carry forever. And it's been brought, now an interesting thing is I don't think this was really ever thought about in days long ago. I really don't, because we thought about, if anybody thought about living beyond one life, some people, especially of Asian descent, or those very close to the earth, like in Native American and Aboriginal and some Africans, they would think about reincarnation. They would think, well, you leave for a while, you settle things out in spirit, and then you get back, you come back to us. And that was their idea of eternal continuation, that you would just come back and be part of the family again. Okay. And then it began to be envisioned that there was a higher realm, which in the Judeo-Christian world we call heaven, that you go to after this life. And they saw it as being really pretty much housed by angels, and where you would connect with your guardian angel and others, other beings, saints, and other beings in the angelic kingdom, or your ancestors, or your family, your loved ones that are also there. But they saw it as a place where you go to be at peace, at rest, in bliss. And I think that idea is changing as well. I think that idea is getting ready to move forward. And I actually got this change from listening. It's interesting how I'm drawn to certain things that I haven't listened to in a long, long time. I think I told you maybe one or two blessing calls ago that my first real teacher, I went to church. I was baptized in the church. I went to church every Sunday since I was born. But, you know, it was like going to sing songs, hear a nice sermon, be with family, that sort of thing. It didn't really get to me, you know. Of course not negatively, but not even in the positive. It was just a nice thing to do. That's all it was to me, until in my early childhood I started listening to the broadcast of Billy Graham. Now, that man got to me. He really did. He's the first one. I mean, I listened to every word. And if we had playback in those days, I would have played back 5-10 times. Well, I was just bebopping around on YouTube looking. Actually, I was looking at possibilities for recording new messages on YouTube. And I was just bebopping around, scrolling through there. I came up to a Billy Graham sermon, which I thought, you know, it's been a long time since I've heard Billy. And I should say Dr. Graham, but, you know, I just know him as a friend and a teacher. And this one was really interesting because he redesigned the whole idea of heaven, and I found myself just spacing out like, amen, wow, way to go, Dr. Graham. I was thinking like Star Wars. You know, he revised the whole idea. He said, you know, I don't think it's very inspiring to think of going and sitting around with a bunch of angels playing harps for eternity. I mean, does that really stimulate you? And I went, amen, Dr. Graham, it really doesn't. It doesn't. I think that's why I might come back again, just to not be bored. Okay, but he said, no, that's not what it's about. He said, let me tell you what it's about. And he referred to the quote from Jesus. Of course, to him, it's Jesus. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I will be there to receive you. And then he quoted something, I forgot what the other quote was, but it was all about, he said, you're just in an incubator on planet Earth, and you're being given a taste of everything you could encounter in the whole universe, so that your character is being built and being fitly made out to become a worker of God throughout the whole universe. He said, you're going to be taken into a work. He says, you're here to work, but not to work in a coal mine, not to work in a factory, not to work for Bill. He didn't say Bill Gates, but that's my addition. you are being fitted out to be a worker of the universe. You're going to create new planets. You're going to create new civilizations. You're going to educate new beings that our Father is working on right now to make them ready for you. That's what you're being set up for. You're being set up for a holy workforce, and you just met your team leader. You make yourself ready to go. And I thought, oh my Lord, what it must have felt like to be one of those people in the audience. Well, actually, that particular recording was the one he did in Korea for, I think it was like 5 million people. They went over the mountains. I mean, there were speakers everywhere. There were people wall to wall as far as you could see. It was the largest congregation that has ever come together to hear a message. And that message never, ever left me. And so when I ask Yeshua, do we have brothers and sisters in other places? Because I was thinking back to what Dr. Graham had said. And he said, yes, you do. And I said, are we going to get to meet them? And he said, when the time is right. But he said, they're not going to come here and spoil your growth or interfere with your growth. You have to grow through your own path, your own way, to get what you need out of your life experience and prove yourself ready for the kingdom. That's what he said. So he said, no, there are not going to be any ETs come here and mess with you. But you are going to meet your brothers and sisters in other places. That's, not verbatim. I mean, I had to be a little careful what I said, but it's pretty close to verbatim in Love Without End. So you can go there and find it. Okay. Hope I didn't shock you.
Wow. That was amazing. Thank you. I'm so glad that I was the catalyst for all of that wonderful information to come out, Brenda.
well, he's here waiting for opportunities to speak, you know.
Great.
And he says, I just wait until you knock.
So I just also would like to ask for three different blessings. First of all, I'm very grateful that a few Sundays ago I asked for some assistance with a difficult sort of mentally ill neighbor that was causing issues. And amazingly, after maybe a decade there, he's moving out with his girlfriend, which is good for us. But I do want to bless him and his girlfriend to have peace and tranquility wherever they go to. And so that's one. And I also would like to put a blessing out for a wonderful, harmonious new tenant or tenants in the house, so that we have a nice community of neighbors here. So that's the first blessing. Alex and Reagan are the names of the guys that moved out, Alex and his girlfriend Reagan. The second blessing is for my younger son, Dominic, who has been very much on the fence about getting the vax. So far, he hasn't done it because of his good friend that I told you about, who had a very bad reaction when he had the vaccine. But I want to pray and have a blessing that he manages to avoid doing that, because I really do believe that it would be very detrimental for his health and his longevity if he does have the COVID vaccine. So that's the second one. And the final one is for me. I'd like to have some assistance moving along the path of destiny. I'm trying to make a name for myself as a speaker and an author. I'm not trying to do it in terms of earning tons of money. I have a message to get out regarding how to deal with things like breast cancer and overcoming infidelity. So that's my my subject that I talk about. So those are the three things I would like blessings on. I really would like to be more find that I'm in line with my path of destiny in terms of that that work that I'm doing. So there you go, Glenda. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, we had a handful, didn't we, Carolyn?
Yes.
We're going to move on now, and I'm going to keep my comments very minimal from this point on, because it's time for the blessing. So let's take all of our calls, let's take all your requests for blessings, and then let's get into it, okay?
Oh boy. I think it's Jerome, but I just want to interject here, Glenda. I'm clicking the next question with this new board. Folks, have patience with us, and it seems to be bopping around. So, Jerome, you're on.
Yeah.
It's
okay, Nancy. Don't worry about it. Hi, Jerome.
Okay.
Okay, listen, a blessing for my wife, Jane, because she wants to help a lady named Anne. And so I ask the blessings that Jane can give her, and blessings for our family, and blessings for you and for everyone else in the universe. I thank you for everything you are and do, and please keep up this good work, and love and light, peace and joy forever. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerome. It's such a pleasure to hear your light. To see your light and hear your laugh. Okay.
Yes, and yours too.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Nancy, let's keep going.
We have Susan. Your line is open.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Thanks, Nancy, for doing what you're doing. I just want to, my brother-in-law kind of passed, and I wouldn't say it was sudden, but it was, I guess he was having some issues in the last number of months. So I want to send him blessings on his passing and where he goes. And then right after I thought about that, because at first I thought, well, you know, I don't know if I need to get on. And then I said, oh, yeah, I want to send Stanley blessings and love, you know, as he passed. And then I could hear you. She was saying, you're going to the doctor this week, and you can use blessings. And I laughed. I said, and then I hear him say, you still have worthiness issues. Let's work through, but we need for you to remember that you need to ask. This week I'm getting scans tomorrow, and then on Wednesday I'm going to the doctor, and that's an every 3 month thing for my leukemia. And I just like to go in there and then saying, everything's good, keep doing what you're doing, here's the medication. In other words, no more involvement than that. You know, I'm grateful for what they do, but, you know, that's, you know, I'm also, know that, you know, less is more with them, and things are working, and I don't don't want anything fixed. So, especially since I'm feeling well. So, you know, that's why I would ask the community. Thanks for everything you said. I've noticed memory issues. I do feel that there's influence, you know, with, there's plenty, communication is 99% nonverbal. So there has to be a lot of manipulation and influence and so forth that, you know, and I've noticed that memory issues I've been having. So, I would like to, you know, and I do feel that that has to, is connected to manipulation and non-physical stuff. So I would like to ask for that. And I've often said that if things get so bad, I heard them say, we will lift you out. Just keep your blinders on. Don't get involved in all that negativity. Mm-hmm. Be like the horse. We want you to have the blinders on and keep doing the work that we need you to do.
You got it.
So, thank you for everything you said, Glenda.
That's
an angel. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's have our next caller.
We have Eva on the line.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to give the rest of the verse that, Glenda, you quoted a while back, the wages of sin is death. The rest of it, which I like, is the gift of God, but the gift of God is eternal life. So
yes.
Both are valid. And
that kind
like
of works along with what I was saying about how we continue on when we've really proven ourselves worthy of the work.
I like the latter one a little better than the. I mean, they're both true, but I.
Well,
I like
the latter one was not meant to be negative. It was meant to really assure you that nothing negative lives forever.
True.
There's an ending to it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And also, when we hear about things getting so bad, which they are, but there's also so much good, which I appreciated Elizabeth talking about. And I often tell people about my experience with my daughters. I had two daughters 10 years apart. And the difference in the school from the time my first daughter, 10 years later, my second daughter, things were a whole lot better. And there were kids at 11 years old with my first daughter in the 60s smoking. And they once set our woods on fire, actually, which was beside our house. And those kinds of things are not happening now, to my knowledge. And because the interest and care they had for each other. And then when my granddaughters came along, things were even better, you know, with their experiences in school, where it seemed like there was much more caring for each other. And racial issues and a lot of the things that were a problem seem to have gone more away. And I always like to think about Elizabeth also mentioned the young people. There's so many young people that are caring for each other and caring for the environment and really want to make things better. So that's always very encouraging to me.
Because
there is that other element. And then I also think of the book I have by David Hawkins, which is Power versus Force, dealing with the frequencies. And I think a lot about getting my frequency and working with the frequencies of the higher level. And I believe it's Yeshua said, and I believe it's in Love Without End too, that this is what actually brings the world up. And so when we get up, which would be the mountain, as you talked about, we can bring other people up to that mountain as well.
That's exactly right.
I would also like to ask for a blessing for myself. I still don't have the stamina and the stroke which I had. Things are better, but I would like it to get still better and be able to do more of the things that I love to do, which I'm not quite there yet at this point. So blessing for that and for the what is important for me to focus on in my life. I guess is important to me, and I'm not quite sure what that is at this point. Just getting kind of back into the world again with
that's only natural. Just be patient with yourself. And
yeah, that's the hard part sometimes.
Be patient with yourself and do and think the things you love. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
So that's about it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Eva. You're on my list.
Sure. Thank you.
Tara Kim, your line is now open. Hi there.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call, and thank you so much for the blessing for last week for my husband's surgery. It went really, really well, and I'd just like to ask for a blessing for continued healing and recovery for him, and then also for our dog, Dakota, with a T as in Tom. He's there's a mass on his one leg, so we're going to get that removed on the 14th, so I'd love to request blessings for them, and then also for my mom as well, Barbara Ulrich. And I just want to say how much this has just been such an incredible call, and I'm so grateful for everything that was shared today. It's just been incredible. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. Let's see. We have, I'm not sure who that is. 281.
Hi.
That's Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Oh, no, you actually pulled up Tina.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. I'm on, right? Oh, hi. Whew. Wow. I just wanted to say I so deeply agree with what you said today, what I heard today. It almost leaves me speechless, but I just want to say that that's been interesting and very hard for me to do, actually, to you know, try to find higher ground, because I've just noticing of what's going on, this control, and I have asked for a blessing for my kids last time, and so I'm just going back forward in really trusting the love, and that the love always wins, and seeing how kids are really manipulated at school, that I would, like I said last time, I would everyone tell to take the kids out of schools right now, because it's purposely done, and I can see it happen in the kids. And I mean, it's an age where they don't listen to me anyways, but I just have the trust that they have it in their hearts, and that they will come back to bouncing back to their inner truth, and that they will remember who they are. And So I'm showing the school board, and I'm in kind of groups and activities, but I just couldn't do it anymore. I just really felt like I need to focus what I'm doing best, I really think, is meditation and really getting really on higher ground, and then convey blessings, you know, because if I... It almost killed me, and I really think it would kill me. It brought my health down so badly. I have really weird health things going on that I think just come from that, from wanting to explain to people what I'm seeing happening. And it's like I don't think people see it, you know. And no matter what I say, and I'm better spending my time just being happy and holding a real high frequency. And so I'm asking for blessing to really, for spiritual strength.
That's a perfect blessing. Yes, Tina. And
I'm going to climb out like a
frog.
I
would offer that to everyone.
I like the frog thing. I climb out like a frog or jump out of the pool.
Yeah. Okay, my dear. Well, we have a... we've got to move. We are way beyond our blessing time, and the reason I emphasize that is because people from around the world join us at the blessing time because they know. Okay, and so we had a lot of people, and it's really my fault. I went on and on and on and on, and I should
you know.
I actually meant to take myself from the board because it's already been said. Everything's been said. I'm sorry. I should have done that.
No, it's perfect.
No. You should have been on. You wanted, and we got it. We got it. We know what you need is what we all need, spiritual strength. And it was an important thing to say. Okay? So, let's see if we can bring on Kathy. We were trying to get Kathy on. No?
Glenda?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Glenda. This is Kathleen Casey. I'm calling from Fairfield, Iowa. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much for taking my call. I want to be as brief as possible. You came here to Fairfield and spoke in the high school about your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened for 2 hours, and I was totally convinced. Then I got the 14 before the CDs, audio tapes, mm-hmm. and so I listened to a lot of those. I listened to 6 of them one day. 2 weeks later, I went to Fort Worth, Texas. And I went to the Truth League.
Yes.
And I stayed overnight. And at that time, people were coming and they were staying overnight, sleeping on the floor. I slept on a couch. Well, mm-hmm. I had my experience with our Lord Jesus Christ. I walked in, I sat on the chair in front of the portrait.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 seconds later, I had my eyes closed, and I started feeling this energy come up through my back, through my shoulder blades, my neck, and my skull, right in the skull. And the energy was coming up so strong that it hurt. And I said, Jesus, you just keep coming it, send it. And it hurt a lot. So I was just, they were going to go out to for dinner in the chapel mm-hmm. there. And I said, no, I want to stay here. And they said, well, you know, you can come back. Well, I left. I came back, and I never had that experience again. But in the chapter that you have about how the portrait was injured and you opened up your case and found that it was whole,
mm-hmm.
Glenda, my experience with you and our Lord changed my life forever.
Uh-oh.
Totally forever. And I've tried every church that you could go to. And this morning I talked to my pastor in a New Hope church where we have just help for drug addicts. There's AA, Al-Anon, and codependency meetings there. And I've been telling the pastor about your situation and who you are. And so I just want to tell everybody that it is... This has changed my life forever, and it's so simple. It's just so simple. It's just you just let go, and God is there, and through Jesus Christ, and the whole thing, and it's wonderful, and it's totally wonderful, and I've been very insecure about calling you and listening, and have everybody listen to me. But today I was just so inspired, and I have my kitty on my lap.
Oh,
and
my
I also called Deborah the other day at the Truth League.
Uh-huh.
She's a friend of yours, and she said that she would send me, as a donation, one of your portraits that you used to have. And
oh,
I haven't called her back yet, but she just has a couple left.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
Deborah Truman.
Still there. Yes.
Deborah Truman. She's there.
Oh,
yes.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you.
Yes.
And
you're still living in Texas?
I am back in Texas.
Okay, you're in Texas. Okay.
I am.
So now I can picture where you are.
Yes, I'm in Fort Worth, and just moved back, and I'm going through the whole routine of moving in. Kathleen,
right.
It has been wonderful to
see
you.
Yes, thank you for taking my call very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for everything, for the feedback and the light and the love. Thank you.
It's all there. And happy Easter, yeah. Everybody. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. We are...
Jenny's over.
We are ready to move into our blessing. Okay. Just relax. That's all you have to do. Just remember what Kathleen said. She said, it was so easy. All I had to just do was be there, and he came to me. And he filled me with his light and his love, and my life has changed. That's how simple it is, my friends. But, you know, Kathleen had an advantage on all of you today because she was in front of the painting. She was in front of something that was radiating the energy. I mean, like full magnitude. It is the miracles that have happened in front of that painting could fill a book, an enormous book, bigger than the phone book. And I am just so privileged that my talents were brought into service to do that and make that available for people. But on this day, we come together, and the Spirit of Christ is with us. His Spirit is here. Just as he said, whenever two or more of you joined, I'm there, and he's here with you. So just welcome his presence, invite it in. And he said, ask and you receive. Knock and the door will be opened. He doesn't trespass through our boundaries because he knows that we've put them there for some reason. Maybe it wasn't for a good reason, but it was our reason, and he respects it. So you've got to knock. You've got to say, Lord, I'm here. I want you to come and be in me. I want you to be in my heart. I want you to touch my life. I want my life to be uplifted, protected, fulfilled, and taken to the mountain where I can become the child of God I was created to be. And then just relax. Receive. That's it. Well, we want to help get you in that state by just giving you just a few little coaching parameters, and that is there's no special position or movement you have to do. You just have to be you. And relax. Just don't cross your arms or your legs or any other body part because energy is going to be coming up on one side, down on the other, and then up on that side and down on the other. It comes from the earth through the cosmos. In other words, it goes through many different frequencies of energy because we are actually composed of different frequencies of energy. You know, there's a frequency in you that may be heavy laden and tired because that's the energy you've used for dealing with the world, walking through your problems, and you're just setting them aside for now, but they have to be cleansed. They have to be passed through. And then there's that high frequency of energy that you know as the joy of the Lord, the sweetness of prayer, the sweetness of faith, and they're all there within you. So all of these energies will be cleansed. They will come from the heavens, down through the top of your head, through your body, into the earth, and then back from the earth, back through you. So just be open to let all of these things happen. Sometimes in a blessing, you might even cry. You might think about the hardness of life or the hardships in the world. And then there may be times you'll think about the joys of a spring mountain, the sweetness of child or your own childhood or a pet you have or little birds out on the windowsill. You know, you might feel a little bit of everything, and that's fine. That's fine because you're passing through all of these energy vibrations as the blessing comes through you, and it comes through you to cleanse and eliminate the hard, cruel, conflicting vibrations, and to bring the sweet, heavenly vibrations that you've just left up in heaven because you didn't think they belonged in the world, but just think what they could do for you if they're brought down into your body, into your heart, your spirit, and you walk in those vibrations on the earth. So there may be any and everything, but it's all for your healing, for your blessing, and to release you from whatever has got you stuck, and to lift you to whatever you're reaching for. So let's just take a deep breath. In breath, in which you draw in the energies of life, and an out breath, in which the charity of your own being gives life to others. And then back in, energy of life. And then the gift of life outward. Now continue with that rhythm of breathing as I offer our invocation to Yeshua. Son of God, brother to humankind, who came here to lift us up from our primitive origins to all that we can become, all that we are capable of being, for lighting the fire within us, for helping us to shine our light out into the world, and for being strong on our feet on the earth, and our hopes pointed to heavenly realms, where we draw guidance and inspiration from the Holy Spirit. We ask now for everyone, those who don't know they can ask, or those who don't believe it would make any difference. We ask for everyone, for as a collective of humanity, we are a family, and we can pray into our family, and we can ask for our family, and we can be with our family, joined in tears and joy and laughter and hope, faith and love. Let us be together in this moment of receiving blessings from you, that we may receive the blessing for our own life, and we may radiate all that you give to us into the world for the benefit of others, so that we may be both a receiver and a giver of your blessing. We ask this now in your holy name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in conveying the energy? Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, I want you to go and rest. You need to rest for at least 7 minutes. And I mean really rest. No words, no thoughts. Just be a blank slate, which God can touch and write upon for your blessing, your healing, and your happiness. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you again next week.